never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Kurt Schmoke, the former mayor of Baltimore. In 2014, he was appointed as the president of the University of Baltimore. It's good to see you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So you want to talk about a book by Jane DeLury. It's called The Balcony, and Jane DeLury, completely coincidentally, happens to be on the faculty of the University of Baltimore.
That's right. not only is Jane on the faculty, but this year she just received an award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. It's called the Susan Kaufman Award for this book. They give out an award for your first novel, and The Balcony by Jane DeLury is her first novel. Outstanding book. It focuses on the lives of people living in this particular country mansion outside of Paris. It goes back and forth with the history and brings it all the way up into the 21st century. But it really is an outstanding book. Great read. I think people will really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, first novel. That's good for her that she's getting awarded for it. The other one you want to talk about is called The Secret Diary of Hendrik Groen.
Absolutely. Now, the actual title includes his age. It's The Secret Diary of Hendrik Groen, 83 and a quarter years old. And it's a wonderful book about a man who is in a like an assisted living place in Amsterdam. And he decides that he wants to be kind of rebellious and not just fade away and not just a stereotype octogenarians. He and his group of friends create a club called the Old But Not Dead Group and have many adventures, particularly trying to avoid the strictures of a very tough manager of this assisted living place. But it's been translated into 21 different languages around the world, and I think it would bring a smile to people's face. And for those of us who are AARP eligible, they will really enjoy it.
Now, this is nonfiction. This is a real person talking about a real lived experience.
He says it's a novel, but I believe that it's a real person and that he just changed the names to protect the innocent.
Do you read novels and things that are not work-related as a balm from all the position papers and the data that you've got to consume?
Well, generally, I'm kind of a history and a memoir. You know, like I've read Mrs. Obama's book, Becoming, and the Tara Westover book, Educated. But I do dabble in a little the novels from time to time. I read, John Grisham and others. And I read one recently called Bluebird by a woman named Attica Locke, and I would recommend more of hers.
Well, you have a very full bedside table, and I appreciate your sharing some of the titles of it with us. Former mayor of Baltimore, Kurt Schmoke, current president of the University of Baltimore. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Kurt Schmoke is recommending The Balcony by Jane DeLury and The Secret Diary of Hendrik Groen, age 83 and a quarter years old. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.